atomization mean?
I suspect that's no more nukes.
Oh, right, okay.
I suspect I could be wrong.
I've got a question, or a topic, or an idea, whichever way you want to look at it.
Feel free,
I'm a
let's hear
great,
it, Anne.
well, I'm a great skeptic of things like UFOs. I'm sure there are probably all sorts of life, there is probably all sorts of life out in the universe, and maybe they've come and gone and everything, but I've never actually seen one. Everywhere I've ever lived, get reports of them not far away. Literally within a mile of where I live. All my life it's been like that, but I've never seen one. But when you read reports of people who say they've been abducted by aliens, all this or anything like it, they always have missing time, or not always, but mostly they seem to be either missing time or dropped in different places a long way away in a very sort of short space of time. So the question really is this. Yeah, I would agree with you, TG, but hang on a minute. If they can miss time, or time can be manipulated, I don't know how to describe it, manipulated in such a manner as people would seem to have lost it, misplaced it, or whatever one does with it, a bit like a watch when you lose it, isn't it? Then doesn't that mean that it's possible for us, all of us, the whole world, to have a shift in time? That we don't even know about, and we don't realize we've just lost it.
On that terms, then yes, because time is relative to those experiencing it at that moment in time.
Exactly. If we were to have, I know this is just pie in the sky ideas and things, but if we were to have worldwide hypnosis using something on the lines of satellites, I mean, I don't know how. I'm not a scientist. In fact, I'm totally unscientific. But were we to do so, could we not then be manipulated into missing time, shifting it back or forwards? Maybe it wouldn't really shift back or forwards, but simply that we think it is, because suddenly everybody is saying, oh, it's June, when in actual fact it might have been July. In July. If you see what I mean.
I do, and we have the British Summer Time and GM Greenwich Mean Time, and there is your time manipulation, that hour gaining and losing, because the government say, hey, we've got to have a 1 hour time saving, you know? The time has all moved, but on a worldwide scale, it's not really practical, other than for some bureaucrat to say, "Hey, we're not having a February the 23rd this year. We're going to have it next year." So, you know, it's all your relative perception. And if somebody wasn't aware that there was no 23rd of February this year, then he's out and he's lost a day, or gained a day, whichever.
Well, they had a series here in the States for a while. It was called Flash Forward, and it was about a time period where the entire world, or all except for a few individuals, passed out or lost time, planes crashed, accidents, all kinds of things like that. And they actually had a clip of the birds dying. There was a video about the birds dying in Africa that was related to the same stuff that seemed to be that has been going on here for the last couple of weeks. So it was odd, but I don't think there's been a recorded time when everybody has gone through that blackout. I do know, however, there are medications available that can make you lose time. Ambien is one. You can be up and drive or talk to people or go out or whatever and not even know that you're there. So there are drugs available that can make you lose that time.
Yeah, they were prescribing that to the U.S. Special Forces in I think Iraq.
The Ambien.
That were involved. I'm not sure exactly which drug it was, but it was involved when they were ordered to wipe out villages. They were later given these drugs and then ordered to do that.
So they would never know that they did it,
not,
actually.
Well, basically, yeah. But
because when you're in that blackout, it's not. And the doctor actually described it, because I had said something about a blackout, and he saw that wasn't a blackout. That was just losing time. Like, okay, so this is an acceptable thing, you know, just to lose time, not know where you are or who you are, or know you're talking to people or driving or where you're going.
Or conducting covert missions.
Right. And apparently there's no problem with that, and they can continue to prescribe this medication for people that have insomnia.
Well, yeah. Is that an answer to your question, Anne?
Nope.
Okay, but as far as UFOs go, and I have seen UFOs, and
right.
I don't really care if people think I'm crazy, because I know what I've seen. And my dad was military intelligence, and he later got into UFO investigations with the military back in the 80s, I believe, and he said they weren't from outer space necessarily, they were from the deep ocean.
Well, you know what I think, but this is, again, like you can say I'm crazy, this is only my opinion based on my own life experiences. I think that the majority of UFOs that people have said they have seen have been run by, whatever you want to call it, manned by, that's what I mean. Creatures that are, in fact, human in origin. And they are human in origin, but from a later date than our own. Not a great deal later, but later. Which is why
okay,
they
I'm
look.
Sorry, my dogs are barking. I have got to put you on hold.
So again, it's only my opinion, but that's why some reports have actual people in them, like a man of sort of 6 foot tall or whatever, and other ones will say they look like slanty-eyed, biggish-headed people, which I personally think might be because they have emanated originally from the sort of Chinese races, the Mongolian races. I think that they are not mutations of people, but future people.
Well, it's all possible in an infinite universe. The thing is that there are so many different UFO events that all of the possibilities are likely, as in extraterrestrials from another world within our own dimension. A race from another dimension, time travelers from the future. They're all pretty probable.
The Mass Triangle event. I remember that from somewhere.
Something in that audio video that got put up
Phoenix,
yesterday.
Arizona. Event. Okay, that Phoenix, Arizona event it's a two-part mystery. Well, it's not really a mystery, but the one that everyone refers to when you mention the Phoenix Lights, that was a military jet that dropped flares at a high altitude 22 miles away over a military base. But that was used to distract the mainstream media from the real event, which was a massive mile-wide flying triangle that was moving slow across the Arizona desert, witnessed by people who were traveling up the road at various locations throughout that night. So what everyone thinks of when somebody says, oh, the Phoenix Lights, they automatically recall the flares that was put out and used to say, hey, this is a UFO. And that is a media deception, when the reality is they totally overlooked the huge flying triangle that the genuine witnesses saw. Millions saw the flares, but not that flying triangle.
Well, they had a report in California in 2007 too, I think, of a flying triangle, but I didn't see the same reference to the lights on each corner of the triangle like I did in the Arizona triangle, and I didn't see anything about people losing time during that experience either.
I don't recall lights actually being mentioned on the Phoenix, Arizona flying triangle. The lights observed in the sky were flares, but what was on the ground that wasn't videoed was a massive black flying triangle, a mile-ish wide.
Oh, really?
That, hovering slowly I don't know. What did they say? 50, 500 feet? I can't recall the
this
exact figures,
recently?
But it was very low in the sky. No, this is in Phoenix. Phoenix, Arizona, 2000? Probably earlier, 1998?
No, I don't remember that.
Well, this book I've got is, I happened to see it in a second-hand bookshop about 3 or 4 days ago, so I picked it up, and it's it just lists and tells you the stories of hundreds of sightings or abducting sessions with what are supposed to be UFOs anyway. So it's really interesting. They're all over the world. From the 1900s onwards. Well, no, some of it's in the 1800s as well.
Well, UFOs go back
a long way.
To be
way beyond
long way.
Recorded history. They're a mystery, admittedly quite a entertaining one, but it's I just really ought to say we should be focusing on anti-New World Order. If
always,
you don't mind me saying
that. I'm always digressing, you know. I'm always digressing. I have a grasshopper mind.
It's welcome. I mean, it is definitely entertaining, but I think we better focus back onto anti-New World Order issues because... you know, the UFO is such a wide issue with the fact that there are thousands of stories and thousands of events, but you can't pinpoint any genuine facts to them to say this is how it is. You know, you can only speculate, and that's the problem. At least with the New World Order, we can definitely say that They are in operation and destroying our freedom.
No, they've already taken our freedom.
We should really focus on...
I want my freedom back, I do.
Me too. That's why we're here. And let's talk about solutions, I guess.
Give me a gun and I'll shoot them all.
Well, now. We can't really suggest that one. Criminality is not a good thing.
Oh, I don't know. Actually, I'll tell you what I like the idea of. I like the idea of something on the lines of, you know, when they did the horns or whatever it was they did in the walls of Jericho, can't we have something in the modern day that stops the New World Order because we're so clever that we do it the right way and we don't need guns? There must be something. I wish that was brilliant.
Well, there is. It's, everyone just learns this word no and understands the difference between right and wrong, and when something wrong comes their way, they say no. And that is the way you stop the New World Order, but it takes for everyone to actually do it.
Or a very great...
Or should I say, the vast majority. So it's basically down to us to teach people their power of, or teach people their power with the use of the word no. If everyone understands that they have the right to say no, then it's game over for the New World Order.
I can't help thinking that one other way, you're right there, Sky, I'm not denying that. But there's one other thing. Wouldn't it be possible to, first of all, identify those responsible individually and then target them individually? Because if you pick the blighters off one by one, there wouldn't be anything left to have to worry about.
Well, there is that, but the problem being that the... Hydra has many heads, and you remove a head, a new one grows back. But if you target them and use their system to put them in jail, then that will hopefully discourage a new head growing. If we can...
I don't know, you see. I'm just thinking that going back to 1981... In personal terms, I sort of thought that, in as much as I've actually specifically and deliberately felt over the years that nobody represented me in terms of politics, because they didn't, because, you know, nobody ever helped. So I thought, right, well, one day the best thing I can do, amongst other things, is if you can't, not sort of you can't beat them, join them, but if you can't do anything about it, get in there and do something about it. So I opted at about, I don't know, I think it was about 30 or 32, to go into a political meeting, and become a member of a political party, because I really didn't know anything about it anyway. It seemed like a good way to start fighting. The trouble was, having done that, which was really very interesting, if nothing else, I ended up with all the problems I've now got, because it was that point at which I got really badly attacked. So I don't know. I just think that maybe it'd be better if you pick people off one at a time, because it seems to me that's what they're controlling our world. They control our lives. They control what we eat virtually. They control how we live. They control whether we survive or not. Well, if you've got a control of that type, then it's too big. You're quite right. It is too big for us to take on as the little people that we are, you know, individually. So it would be much better for them to be the individuals who are being targeted, if you see what I mean. The other way around.
I do understand where you're coming from, but the problem is that when you're in the controlling position, or at the top of the hill, would be a better way to describe it. If you're at the top, it's easy to defend your position. If you're fighting uphill, you're easier to be picked off. I mean, if they're the king of the castle, and we are many, then we can ignore that castle, or we can storm the castle as many. But taking them on individually, or just targeting them individually, makes you open for their justice system. I mean, if it was truly a one-for-one basis where one person was going to target one individual, then, and they all did it at roughly the same time, then the problem would be gone. But that is criminal. Criminal.
Well, yeah. Taking away people's rights and people's freedom.
Yeah, yeah. Let me finish, though. I mean, what I'm getting at is that...
Start being like...
Carmen,
can you switch to push to talk?